The new news with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen. Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
Yes! What's up, everybody? It's LeVar Arrington here. That's Eben Gregory.
Yes.
That's the Herc.
Good day.
And that is Donna Briggs.
Hello.
Yeah, we make up the team to do the new news.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all coming back, listening, tuning in. This one's brought to you by EbenGregory.com. Celebrity news
on steroids.
That's very corny, but you know, us all saying it together, but not your new being on steroids.
Clean that one up.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Your mantra is very corny. No, that's not what I'm saying, sir.
Oh, no.
Go.
How you doing, LA?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How about yourself?
You're looking mighty refreshed today, bro.
I feel very good.
New money?
Yeah, well, you know.
You're working money. Out. You're drinking kale and water.
You already know what it is, bro.
Donna Briggs, hello.
Hi.
Hercules, what's happening?
What's going on,
I brought
on,
you
bro?
Some new instrumentals tonight.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Complainer.
Right, I say, if I hear 50 Cent.
You didn't hear 50 Cent last
what
week,
What is
brother?
That, Joan? He
Thank
be
you.
Playing.
Thank
that
you. You
one
hear last
50
week.
Cent instrumental you got.
Those that complain always do the least.
And it ain't even the real. It ain't even the real in the club, Joan.
Yeah,
either.
Yes.
It's like, you want to chime in too?
It's like the old ringtone.
You know what, Donna? When we get done tonight, they're going to put this whole podcast
they
together.
Should.
We can leave.
Always want to be like pulling the Joker out of sleep.
See, and then look at him.
Don't get all in your feelings.
I'm not in my feelings.
Oh, my God.
What we got?
Speaking of putting it all together.
Sure.
Our good friend. We're going to the 1% part of town. Your good friend, Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Okay.
He's celebrating tonight. This is something that resonates with you and Hercules.
There you go.
He has won custody of his two kids.
Congratulations. What does that got to do with me?
Well, you know,
we
when we
kids,
talk about
man.
Child support related.
I mean, everybody got kids.
No, even don't have kids. Even want to pay somebody have his kids, though.
Listen, when we talk about child support related issues, I know those are things that resonate with you and Hercules.
Well, that resonates with you because the shorties want to have babies by you so they could get something
for
their hand.
Oh, okay. Well,
this is more relevant.
They're not
going to
get
you.
Much for their hand, that's for sure.
That's what happens when you do too many
funny.
Things together with one person.
That's a whoa. Jeez.
All right. I'm going to sidestep that.
All right. Which one?
I'm going to get back to this story. Your boy Deion Sanders, after a lengthy custody battle with his wife Pilar, he has been awarded custody of two boys, 11 and 13, by a Dallas grand jury. Well, not a grand jury, a jury. And Pilar will share custody of their 9-year-old daughter.
That's nice.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow, for real? I'm expecting more.
There was a whole lot of Christian talking.
There was a whole lot of
thanking God
and stuff like that. I've got more to the story.
Did Pilar say T.D. Jakes had
something to do? Right. So after the verdict was read, Deion took to Twitter and said, God is so good.
So good.
Amen.
And faithful.
Pastor Plagan.
God is so wonderful.
Wow.
Truth.
Need an offering.
Mm-hmm. Thank all of you who have prayed for me and my children.
Pray.
The truth is what it is. Never doubt God. Truth.
Truth.
Thank all of you who prayed for me and my children. Never doubt God.
Truth.
Truth.
Y'all know what that truth is, right?
Yeah, that's
he's got a school.
Yeah.
He's got a school.
It's called the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Let
no weapon form against you shall prosper. You forgot that part?
Yeah, no, that's Ray Lewis.
Oh, okay. That is right. But that's close.
That's close.
They both played in Florida.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
After Deion took to Twitter. So did his girlfriend, movie executive Tracy Edmonds. She's and she fine. Says,
wow.
She also shared yeah. her excitement wow. on Twitter, wow. saying,
she was married to Eddie Murphy, wasn't she?
Yeah, no. She was dating him for
no,
a minute.
No, she married Eddie Murphy.
She did not
no,
marry Eddie. No. She married Babyface.
She, no, she
dated.
Him.
No, no, she was dating. Dated. Him. She was dating him.
She didn't marry
no,
him.
She married Eddie Murphy, but no. he wouldn't kick out Johnny Go out the house.
No.
No. You are so slandered. No, she did not marry him. Anyway.
So, you like dark skinned men and light skinned chicks? How does that work?
Who men that dress up like ladies?
I don't know. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I don't
anyway,
know.
She took to Twitter.
Was, yeah.
And she said, "We are just gone with the wind. Hey. Fabulous. Laugh out loud.
When will that get old?
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Wow.
That is run, hilarious. Devil, run.
That is hilarious.
Run, devil, run.
That is
run,
hilarious. Devil, run. We
she
won.
Didn't write that.
She did.
Somebody else wrote
okay,
run,
well,
devil,
she retweeted
run.
That.
That's their wedding.
That is not their wedding. Get
oh
out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Here.
Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it. Send it on down.
Hold on. Let me go on our text.
Send it on down.
They did not get married.
That's what it says. Look at it.
They didn't get married.
But it says they didn't get married because of Johnny
they
Gill.
They were trying to get they were thinking about getting married. They broke up before they had a Bor wedding.
So they were about to get married, even.
See?
But they didn't get married.
About to get engaged.
Those are two different things, Donna.
Yes.
You were close, but you worded it.
You were about to get it right, but you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, forget it.
So that's it. I wonder if they're going to lower his child support.
Well, she's going to have to pay him.
Yeah, he got custody of the
money.
Boys.
Come on now.
Get a job.
She had the money that he gave her.
Exactly. Give it back.
So he didn't give it back.
Pay it back in installments.
Well,
I mean, he don't have to pay her nothing but spousal support, probably.
Because he gets custody.
That's why he won. That's his money right there.
That's why he won.
He was paying child support, too.
No,
he got custody of the kids.
He got custody. He don't got
to pay child support.
You don't
have to
pay child support. Bro, spousal
support. That's why he wanted custody.
Oh, she was trying to get custody.
Yeah,
so she can get child support.
Some more money.
Yeah, three. Wasn't it three of them?
Three of them, yeah.
I see, said the blind man.
There you go. Yeah, what's the jewelry there? Did it change based off of your new knowledge?
No.
Okay. Oh, my
hey,
God.
This goes out to all of you people out
and
there.
And you. And you. People
and
out
you,
there.
And you.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there going through it with your lady friend.
Uh-oh.
Here's what I need you to know.
Uh-oh.
A long dispute means that both parties are wrong. Free.
A long dispute means that both parties are wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Why?
Trust me.
Explain
that.
I don't understand. We don't
have
understand.
To explain. Watch
it. Yeah! I don't have to explain.
Watch it fly over your head. And while you're doing that, want to reach back into that 1%. We got a lot of 1% stories, man.
I got
your
I got free jewelry
okay,
for that
let's,
one.
Let's go. Yeah. Let me hear this.
This ought to be
it
good.
Pays yeah. to be close with an influential man like T.D. Jakes.
Oh, yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow, that had something to do with it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's that real jewelry.
Yeah, you're right.
That's that real jewelry.
Not costume like even seen though.
Oh. Huh? No, mine wasn't subliminal. Mine wasn't a subliminal message. It was right to the point.
Donna's gonna get a hand necklace.
Yeah.
Before we get out.
Tell people that aren't in the urban community what a hand necklace is.
Oh, Donna, you know what a hand necklace is.
Well, Donna's
not,
voice
you may not
changed
say that.
She gets well, a hand
show.
Necklace.
A hand necklace.
What does that mean?
A hand necklace is where you are disabled by my hand around your neck.
Dang.
Yes.
That's crushing
isn't
my
it
tricking?
Both hands, though?
Wow.
Well, it depends. If you got a skinny neck like Donna,
you only need one
neck.
How do you know her neck is skinny? How you know your hand fit around her neck?
I've got big
why
hands.
Do you say again?
He's
I've
just
got
assuming.
Big hands.
All right,
okay.
Come on, man.
That's too much information.
Unicorn man is in full effect tonight, boy. All
right,
let's keep it going.
Speaking of 1%, your good friends are very active.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was just released that she is going to be forced to testify about the reality show's fake scenes.
Of course she is.
Did you know they had fake scenes?
Of course.
Now, reality shows have fake scenes.
It's a TV.
Scripted reality.
Okay. Well, this is not good for her. It's very good for Chris Humphries. But, you know, they got their divorce deposition coming up in about 2 weeks.
He's trying to get that Skrilla.
And he is suing her on the grounds that
he was duped.
Led astray.
Hoodwinked.
So is he really going to miss the playoff?
Bamboozled.
He says he is.
He's crazy.
Well, if he leaves,
his money's going to be worth more getting that win than playing basketball.
Yes.
Yep. Because he can always, I mean, people always pick him up.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. If he left Brooklyn.
Who cares if he gets picked up?
He has her money.
He's about to get that Kim K scratch.
I think he's going to win.
So his legal team is pouring over unaired footage from the Kardashian reality shows to try and bolster his claim that he was duped into marrying the starlet, a.k.a. harlot. There are several scenes in which she's going to have to testify about. And now she's becoming very stressed out.
So do you think the words, "I don't recall," will...
She could just say that the whole time.
Well, you can't say
recall.
That because Why you got not? Us all on tape.
Not she
everything
recall.
Just was recorded, not the conversation necessarily behind the scenes before the scene was shot.
Yeah, but those things are on. You know how much content they collect that they don't ever use?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's B-roll. They go through all that footage.
Yeah.
And they edit it.
There's probably something incriminating. Oh, yeah.
And she probably said something that she
didn't say. Absolutely.
Here's the problem. His legal team has already found several fake and scripted scenes. Mm-hmm. Producer Russell J for Keeping Up with the Kardashians testified under oath that there are at least two scenes that were scripted, reshot, or edited to make Chris look like a villain after Kim decided she wanted a divorce.
Mm. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
I would just give him $10 million. You can just go away.
Dang.
That's not enough money. She
just wants the ring
him.
Back.
She
See, remember we said, remember we had that discussion about the ring?
Yeah.
If she would have just gave him the ring back, none of this would be going on.
That's true.
No. He would have still did it.
You think so?
No. Even give that man the ring back. This is not going on.
Let me tell you something. You get a ring back, he sees her with Kanye West getting tossed up, standing in front of awards assemblies and on covers of magazines, and now you come up pregnant. Yes. Yes.
Yes. He still would have sued. You're right.
I don't think he's that intelligent.
He's in his feelings.
I don't think he's that smart, though. Give that man the ring back, none of this happened.
No, that's his feelings are hurt. That's
how, maybe in the beginning, but I think now.
But I'm saying in the beginning,
when she
we first talked about
the $10 million, he was like, he could probably get $10 million for an interview.
That's what I'm saying. Or a book. That's what I'm saying. There wasn't enough. Unless she paid him off for real, he wasn't going nowhere.
No.
No, what I'm saying is before it got to this point, she should have gave him the ring back.
He was going after her for that loot from day one. And God bless him. You know why? Because chicks do it all the dang time.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Speaking from experience there, brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have not been had.
That's good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I recall a couple shows back when you were talking about being had a little bit.
I was in middle school, high school.
Okay.
I was,
recent, in recent years.
Not when I had money.
Oh, okay. All
so right. Can you be had if you have no money?
No. You can be had in terms of played.
Oh.
Yeah. But we've been all
mentally played.
I mean, Eben's never been played.
That's right.
But for the most of us, some of us been played.
That's right.
Why y'all looking at me?
I mean, all of us. All of us didn't come out of the womb with a perfectly manicured beard.
Well, you know? Look at it.
Oh, that's funny.
Easy. What's the jewelry, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I thought drama is when the actors cried, but looking at the scenario, drama is when the audience cries. I'm crying right now.
So am I.
I'm tired of hearing this.
This is jewelry?
This is jewelry.
What the heck kind of jewelry was that?
I'm tired of saying this. The thing is, you can't find true closeness in Hollywood because everybody does the fake closeness so well. Chris Humphries is finding out about that fake closeness. And I'm just tired. It's making me cry.
Oh, okay.
You explained your free jewelry?
Who knows that you're that sensitive?
Sometimes, here's the thing. The jewelry isn't necessarily for you. Sometimes it's more for me than it is for you. It's reinforcing things that I already know to be true as I navigate this thing called life. Hmm. And you all are here just to participate along with the, how should we say, knowledge that is being
dropped
from the sky.
Uh-huh. And I'm the one.
Sometimes okay. Everybody can't be the heroes. Sometimes the people have to sit on the sidelines right and clap as the hero walks by.
Alrighty.
Here comes Unicorn Man. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick breather. Let Unicorn Man do his thing with someone.
Won't you sharpen
outside
your unicorn,
of the
please?
Studio?
What?
Go save somebody in the streets.
Something for the
Even
hand.
Even have to sharpen his unicorn.
Give him something for the hand. With a sharpened unicorn hand. Oh, you're listening to the New News. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
We're now entering the mold of the notorious Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia Clique representing. This one going out to Brooklyn. Y'all know what time it is. It's going out to all the gangsters, all the pimps and players, hoes and bitches. Y'all know what time it is. So this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to grab y'all Dutch Masters and y'all White Owls and y'all Phillies. Get you a fat sack, a pint of Hennessy, and lay back. I'm gonna do this with my man Mr. C, representing all day, every day. And all you other tape niggas and bootleggers, stay in the house, cause Brooklyn got this shit locked down. So anytime you're ready, Mr. C, we gonna get hardcore and homie. Like I said before, Junior Mafia Clique, hardcore. Like I said before, Junior Mafia Clique, hardcore. Like I said before, Junior Mafia Clique, hardcore.
DJ Bull, DJ Bull, DJ Bull.
Representing Biggie Smalls in the house, check it. Biggie Smalls is the wickedest. Nigga say I'm pussy, I dare you to stick your dick in this. If I was pussy, I'd be filled with syphilis, herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, getting rid of ya. Got it locked like the penitentiary. Niggas mention me for MC execution. Who you choosing? The whack MC or the black fat MC? Jack Dempsey will start shaking all it's taken. It's some marijuana and I'm making MCs break fast like flapjacks and bacon. Backspins the windmills. Who's still the gin drinker? Ill thinker. Exploding when the paper hits the ink. Take your gangster chronicles. Turn to page 666. Holocaust, Big the Merciless. Niggas press they luck in, they get a butt fucking. Straight up the ass, raw dog with the rash. And I don't fuck with the condoms. The condoms is the problem from the AIDS getting sprayed. Diseases, big pleases. MCs across the seas, it's just the way I crush my prey. Hey, I'm crazy and deranged. Blowing niggas out the frame, simple and plain. But getting back to the black rhinoceros, a rap. Big took a loss, how preposterous is that, nigga? Recognize. Notorious Biggie Smalls, 94, ready to die. Y'all niggas hold y'all heads. Mr. C, set it off, baby pop.
Everybody, move your body. Everybody, move your body. Everybody, move your body.
I'm just playing,
but I would hit all of
them.
Everybody, move your body. Everybody, move your body. Everybody, move your body.
I'm just playing.
As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Vex. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'm probably going to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me sweat. As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Vex. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'm probably going to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me sweat. As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Vex.
think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'm probably going to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. with telepathy. The recipe, I pitch a hardcore with the gun. Pippin' ain't easy, but it sure is fun. When I bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411?
Witness is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. Witness is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Witness is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Witness is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way. Nigga ransom notes, far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the roots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing, pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Biggie, don't be mad, UPS is hiring. Biggie, you shouldn't have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Rap a lot. The flames got to drop.
This goes out to Biggie. You. This goes out to you. You. You.
Biggie.
This goes out to the most shady. This goes out to the most shady.
Tell him
Frankie baby you.
Biggie
you. This goes out to the most shady.
Tell him
Frankie baby. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. The most shady.
Tell him
Frankie baby you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs. Them ain't no telling. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon.
News.
Top stories.
Welcome back.
All right, Mr. Carter.
To the new news.
Yeah. Mr. Carter.
We're going to take over the whole dang thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump right into it, man.
Yeah. Wait, can I get an XP shirt?
Yeah! No. Extremeprecision.com.
I didn't ask you to say responsible. I want an XP shirt. Oh. It's almost springtime.
I'm going to hook you.
You said that 2 years ago.
It's going to happen.
2 years ago.
There's a reason why.
Wow.
Good things come to those who wait.
Okay.
There's
free
jewelry. Free jewelry.
Free jewelry.
I said, like, look. There's your free jewelry.
And speaking of free, your boy Lil Wayne got a free trip to the hospital.
Oh, he's a dope fiend. He's a dope fiend.
He needs to stop. After suffering yet again a few seizures.
That's what cocaine heads that happens.
We
popping mollies.
That's right. Earlier this week in Los Angeles, the homie Lil Wayne was sent to the hospital after suffering multiple seizures on a video shoot set.
Yeah, he was throwing.
He'll
was
taken
to Cedars Sinai Hospital where he was treated and released. This is the third time Weezy F. Please say the baby has had a seizure. First two times he was on a plane and had to be hospitalized after both of those incidents.
Three strikes and you're out.
In a recent interview, he talked about how he was on anti-seizure medication, saying, please don't let them know that I have a air unit on because of the sound. They don't want the air on, so it's super hot in here and I'm sweating like I've had mollies, but... I'm on seizure medication, that's all.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
With a red cup.
The same one that...
Well, they test you when you
same
have to
same one that Whitney Houston was on.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the same type of probation. He doesn't have the same type of probation.
He's the same stuff Whitney Houston was on. She was sweat on the plane too, remember?
Dang.
And where is she now?
We don't know.
Dang,
I don't remember her sweating on the plane.
Yeah, I remember her sweating on the plane.
You don't know where Whitney is now?
How do I?
Well, hey.
So, What do you think this is, man? Is he working too hard or is it the
he's
drugs?
He's a dope fiend.
The drugs.
Well, that whole you cash think he's money on drugs?
It's the toxins in his body.
Didn't the homie just have a huge slip up on American Idol where they thought she was on something?
Oh, yeah. Well, she showed
Nicki
up 10
Minaj.
Minutes late.
She was late.
10 minutes late.
She was late.
For live
she
show.
Was on a 405.
Whatever. She was on a 401 or something. It wasn't no road.
They said, are you okay? Mm-mm. And they weren't asking, are you okay, as in, like, how is your day going?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Did you see that, though?
I heard
when,
about
when they showed up, and then Ryan, what's the boy's name?
Seacrest.
He was taking, like, Jay. He was jabbing her.
Because they losing bad.
Yeah.
That
show
was
the lowest
that
was rated season ever. They've had in it's recent
memory. Ever.
Ever?
And
ever.
They took them to the cleaners.
Not ever.
Mm. No, ever.
Oh, wow.
This is 10th year.
Maybe Lil Wayne should be on there. Get the ratings up.
Well, if it were her and Lil Wayne, I bet you it'd be more entertaining than what it is right
now.
You
have two people not showing up.
Well, that's true. they would be in the same. But that's entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, what's the free jewelry, man?
You know what? Never under any circumstances take a laxative and a sleeping pill in the same night.
What's that got to do with being a cokehead?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all,
all right,
Donna Briggs.
All
right. But I tell you what,
Donna,
if you eat right,
you that way.
You exercise.
Donna, don't you let him do you that way, Donna.
I'll just won't say anything.
Here's the other thing. If you eat right and you exercise regularly, guess what? You'll die anyway.
Well, that's true.
That's
double jewelry.
Double jewelry has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That does not justify eating wrong, people.
Exactly.
Eat right.
Workout.
Yeah, workout.
Don't be a fat pig.
You can die and be healthy dying. Yeah. You don't have to die in pain and all kinds of out of shape and bad diet.
Go ahead, Black LaLanne.
There you go.
Who? Black LaLanne.
Oh, okay.
No, Jack LaLanne. I just call him Black LaLanne.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know who Jack LaLanne is.
Exactly. Yeah, just because you don't work out. There you go.
He's a guru guy.
He was a health industry. Yeah. Exactly. Y'all tugging at each other over there? Y'all all right?
Relax.
Speaking of being all right,
yeah,
our good friends to the show,
Rick James.
Cast members from Love and Hip Hop, Kurt Frost, and K. Michelle.
Oh.
You know these guys. Man. They're good friends of your good friend.
Don't go there. I don't need my phone call this week.
Rich Dollars.
I don't need my phone.
Have you spoken to him?
Do you know Rich Dollars?
Yeah, I know Rich Dollars.
That's kind of funny.
Have you spoken to him?
Not in like a week and a half.
I thought kept up with each other like all the time.
Oh, what?
Huh?
You said what?
I said I thought y'all kept up with one another all the
time.
No, you
said who? You thought who?
Soros.
We have to have a Greek lesson. No. I'm not in a sorority. I'm in a fraternity, brother. See that? See Donna, what happens?
Yeah, that's not
now, see, right. They're going to tag team off with me now.
Whoa. Pause.
Yeah. You ain't lying. We know you're a Kappa, but we don't get that.
Easy.
Anyway, back to the story. These two got into a very interesting cat fight on Twitter the other day after Kirk uploaded a picture suggesting that K. Michelle was interested in a sexual relationship with his wife, Rashida.
Mm. Wow.
He says, I think, in the picture, K. Michelle is kissing Rashida on the cheek. And Kurt says, I think she really liked Rashida, like wanted to eat her box.
Eat the box and not Jax.
And that is when the drama started. K. Michelle responded, I'm sick of you. Frost 117.
Get on my nerves.
How about you talk about when you were married? And all those skeletons in your closet, Little Richard. Don't you try me, Rainbow.
Try me, Rainbow Bright.
You know I want no part to you and Rashida's lesbian relationship.
Oh.
When a grown man walking around with four earrings in your ear.
Oh.
Hey, Frost, at Frost 117, how about you touching your own daughter?
Oh!
And that one random child running around your house that you don't let VH1 talk about.
Wow.
What?
Listen at Frost 117. Nobody wants your old ladies wrinkled up. You know what? You looking for a storyline? I'll give you a storyline.
Oh. To which bitter.
Kirk
she
responded.
Sound like she responds with fire. Yeah.
At K Michelle, let's be clear, you tramp. Ain't a gay bone in my body. If it was, I'd probably have a Kappa cane.
Oh! Oh! No, he didn't. Knew that was coming.
That was in the tweet. Rich Dollars.
Knew that was coming in.
At Rich Dollars.
Oh, that's funny. I'd be like you.
Hey, K Michelle, you're the one of the most insecure chicks I've ever met. You're dusty. You got so many miles on you. Dust yourself off. You've been passed. You've been pissed on by R. Kelly. You've been passed off by Mace. Kiss the concrete with your cock-injected fake butt.
Gotta use that one.
She responded at Frost 117. First you say I'm gay, now you say I'm a hoe. We both know I'm more man than you. Girl, fight. I don't kiss concrete. I don't inject fake butts. You, my friend, You, my friend, prefer sucking candy canes.
Oh.
You love oatmeal. Yum.
There goes that candy cane.
And
thing
they just
again.
Keep going on and on.
Wow,
and on.
You like oatmeal. What the hell does
what
that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
She lost on that one.
Yeah.
Can you help me understand the concrete part?
Yeah, well, you know, in the urban community.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please explain.
Because Obamacare is failing us. We have to go to our street pharmacists. And no, not the urban community.
Pharmacists.
Okay.
One more. They have another pharmacist that also hands out drugs to the folks in need.
You mean the guy at the crack house?
Not the crack house, Donna Briggs. Walk with me here.
Walk with him.
I'm talking about
the
cock injector, who is the one who will give young ladies hope for women that have no hips or no ass.
Oh.
They will inject cock and cock-related material into your butt to make it more plump.
Oh, okay. Bing. What does concrete have to do with that?
Well, concrete, Donna.
What does that have to do with Obamacare?
Yeah,
well,
if you
had Obamacare, you could go on to your neighborhood physician and possibly
get a butt injection?
Yes, on the government, maybe, depending on how good the doctor's feeling. If not, you are forced to deal with the urban community.
He's lost me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm totally
it's
lost.
Happening. I'm telling you. You can look.
Google. I know. I've heard about the cork injections.
What does that have to do with kissing the concrete?
Because well, he makes up stuff. What do you
he don't
want
to say it
because
then you have to say pause
things.
After.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it. I'm glad you're with me. I'm not going to say it. That's a setup for me.
Why are you laughing so hard, Hurt?
That's the setup.
Because I know what he wants to say, but he's not going to say it.
Well,
neither
why
am
don't
I.
You say it,
I just said neither am I.
Yep,
Donna Briggs can say it.
I'm not saying it. Why do
she
I
have
to
no
say
clue.
It?
She don't know what to say. So she
how do y'all
not
both know and
no.
I don't know?
And I don't know
well,
either.
I think you know. You just want somebody to say it.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I don't know.
Well, then I guess you'll never know.
Oh, well.
So, you know, hey, they're going back and forth, but you know what's getting ready to start, right?
What's that?
Loving Hip Hop Season
2.
Oh, there
season
there you
two.
Go. Oh, there you go.
So they're drumming up, you know. Stores for the new
be,
season.
There may be a new season or something else going on.
Yeah.
Might hit evengregory.com.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Okay, go ahead. What?
Well, that's it for that story.
Okay, what's the free jewelry?
You know what?
When you get cock injections, you kiss the concrete.
cock or cock? Did you say which? I said
cock injections. I thought that's what you said.
I think you guys were, something's going on here.
Why you gotta bring up Sandusky? Kay Michelle's a grown woman. That's messed up, man. You know what? Look.
Hey, what's this saying again?
What?
We are.
There you go. Cock injected.
That's
give me a 10 bad. On the concrete.
I feel really bad.
Spring practice.
You killed it. Hurt. Bit is ruined. Okay. The bit is ruined.
No, it's not.
No, hey, you know what?
I'm so happy we're not talking about the capitals.
You're dang right going right now, brother.
Woo. Yes. He's not talking about karma. The
capitals. You know what? This is a free jewelry. Despite the number of cat fights that happen, I'm surprised by all the number of kittens.
Wow. Okay, I got that one.
Yep.
I got that one.
Free jewelry.
I got that one.
I certainly got it. All right. So anyways, if you got it, good. If you didn't, you got a second to think about it because we are about to take a quick break. You are listening to the news. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. Two four. Kicking the door, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. Hold your hand, Papa, don't hit me no more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let him know the next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence, take it from your highness. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying you back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting back, stay the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called assignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pasta bake up. Word out.
DJ Book. DJ Book.
The loudest one, representing BK to the fullest. Gats I pull it, bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom, fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the act door paneling, bandaging MCs. Oxygen they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high and those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farm A and the fucking polka dots. Who rock the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
The new news with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen. Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
All right, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my God.
What's the website, Herc?
The website?
What's your website?
Oh, HerculesWorld.com. Spell it with a K.
Donna, what's your website?
Dang.
Okay, well, there you go.
DB Media.
DonnaBriggs.com.
There you go. Say it again.
DonnaBriggs.com.
They can listen to you and hear you win.
Every day if they want to.
Where at?
Dang.
Online.
You want to ask me all that?
Where at?
DonnaBriggs.com.
Where can I hear you? Where can I hear you, Herc?
Where's your mic?
Monday
turn
Thursday, WPGC 95.5, and the weekends on Channel 47, Sirius XM.
Yeah!
Wow.
There you go.
Where can I listen to you, player?
Mondays at 12 on Radio 110.
You don't even know what time you come on.
Thursday.
You come in five, 10 minutes late.
On Radio 110. And
Lord.
Sundays at 8 on CBS Radio.
Yeah!
And then you can listen to me on the podcast.
Which is what?
The new news.
Yeah!
LeVarEven.podomatic.com.
Yeah!
New news.
Wrong, brother.
Podomatic.com.
The new news.podomatic.com.
That's what I just said.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hey,
all right.
Don't hate me.
Oh,
man.
I would tell y'all what show to listen to that I'm on, but you know we number one, so you already listening. Let's go ahead and jump into the rest of the show.
Boy, I know that's right. Speaking of being what's higher than number one, what's lower than negative one?
Ooh,
damn. Damon Dash.
Come on, man.
Guess how much his net worth has dropped down to?
I saw it on ebengregory.com.
He's broke.
It's like
negative $2 million.
Negative $2 million.
Nope. Negative $2 million.
You can't be a net worth then.
That's right.
You're a net loss.
You're nothing worth.
The Harlem Shake hustler known as Dame Dash, who was once, one time, one of hip hop's most successful moguls, with an estimated net worth of $50 million, is now
broke.
He's under broke. In fact, he owes $2 million in taxes, which gives him a negative net worth of negative $2 million.
Y'all shouldn't be joking about that.
Why not?
He's broke.
That's his fault.
Yeah.
That's he went through that money.
Didn't Jay give him $4 million to pay his taxes?
Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Jay gave him $4 million.
Yes.
A couple years ago to pay his taxes.
Mr. Obama gave him money too.
When they split, him, Dash and Biggs got $20 million.
Right.
To the hand.
Right.
So that's his fault.
Plus, he was worth like $50 million.
Right.
$50 million.
Right.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
Mm. Yeah, it's bad. Mm-mm.
As a youngster,
I just hate to hear a young black man go broke, man.
That's his fault.
It just kind of bothers me.
Oh, well.
When you got that kind of money, you should never go broke.
I hate
broke.
To hear a young man
well,
go broke. I don't even think it's
a
color thing.
And that's it. Exactly. And baby mamas.
Dang, how you know that?
Because I know
she's
these
in
things.
That 0.5%.
Here's the thing.
The 0.5?
0.5.
You can't get rid of poverty by giving people money.
That's true.
Free jewelry?
Oh, that's part of it.
Okay.
But Dash, as a youngster, attended the best private schools in New York and recognized his hustler mentality at an early
age. More money then.
He branched out to record producing. Then he founded two clothing lines, Rockaware and CEO Clothing. Then he brought Pro Kids. Then he got into film production and brought his classics such as The Woodsman, starring Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then that urban community
Paid
in Full with Mekhi Phifer.
Never heard of it.
Whoa. Now he's broke.
Oh, well.
Mother sucker said that they made Hove. Made Hove say, okay, so make another Hove.
What?
That would be a line from one of Jay-Z's songs.
Okay. Yeah, but she's not.
He better hurry up and make another Hove. I know that
ain't gonna happen. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Damon.
Well, you want the free jewelry?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
The problem with being poor is it takes up all your time.
Free
jewelry. But you have plenty of time because you're poor.
No,
you don't.
You're not doing anything.
Not necessarily.
Trying to get a dollar.
You're trying to get a dollar.
Oh.
Well, you save a dollar here, you save a dollar there, and you'll be surprised.
Especially when that dollar got to go towards 2 million of them.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get no rest.
No.
No time to rest.
Nope.
Wow. Oh,
the sun will come out.
Oh, Lord.
Tomorrow.
Not for Damon.
Bet your bottom dollar.
You know, if we had some new samples, we could play Hard Knock Life or something like that.
That should be your next project for next week.
I brought some samples for
you
today.
You keep saying that, brother. I got some. Okay.
I think y'all should settle this with a man-to-man thumb wrestling deal to see who wins.
Speaking of sidestepping that.
Okay.
The game is trying to sidestep 40 Glock's lawsuit. But 40 Glock, you know, he's suing him for $4.5 million.
Why? Because he beat him up.
Yeah, he beat him up.
So how's that a $4.5 million?
Well,
that's not cool for how
because
much?
40 Glock says he's owed $500,000 in pain and suffering. He's owed $500,000 in emotional distress.
Embarrassment.
He's owed $750,000 in lost earnings. Yeah, right. $2 million, like somebody's booking him for $750,000 worth of shows. But, $2 million in punitive damages, $25,000 in medical expenses, and there was some various other stuff that he didn't list.
But we could settle out of court for a 40 and a jawbreaker.
No. So he, despite being a professed gangbanger,
he wants
he's a
that.
Crip, right?
He wants to get out of that street life, and this is his way out.
Well, no. He said that despite being a gangbanger, it's okay for him to sue because he should be compensated as an entertainer. Now, if you recall, last year the Game beat him up right before his album release, Jesus Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Game filmed the beating
with
his iPhone while he was beating him, right? So he beat him with one hand.
Sure.
Filmed him with the
That's
other.
That's some gangster-ish right there. Yeah.
And so 40 Glock says
he got to be the biggest sissy in the world to get beat up while
one
he
hand?
Was filming you.
Right.
With the dude beating you up is filming himself beating you up.
That's bad.
You are a pussy player. I just hope you know that. All right.
I'll have to beat that out.
Excuse me.
Ask the PD.
Excuse me.
But 40 Glock says he was jumped and beat up by Game for entertainment purposes.
But how was he jumped?
Well, here's what he got jumped. He off camera he said
surprise.
He got jumped. But then on camera he said it was just the game. But anyway, he
it
said
was like four, five
that he was beat up for promotional purposes for Game to promote his album. And so as a result, he feels that because he's an entertainer, he should be compensated for the altercation.
You better set off court quick.
Oh, okay. 40 and a jawbreaker.
40 Glock says, hey, I'm an entertainer. I get paid to entertain. You take that fake-ass movie and that fake-ass edit that they made, and they lied about everything that took place. But you did it to assassinate me. And as an entertainer, I like to get compensated. You know, I do movies. I've done movies and films and videos. So I get paid to entertain. Game has to pay me money because I help entertain his fans.
What movie was he in? Chump.
I don't know.
Donna, you know.
Who's worse, him or AP dot 9? Who's worse?
40.
40 Glock.
40.
I think 40 Glock.
AP dot
9
got pictures and evidence and all of that.
Wore that ass out.
See, here's the thing. He's a gangster. You can't do that.
He's not a gangster.
Well,
he's a
just
fake
because,
gangster.
Just because you fly that blue flag.
Hold it.
Just because you fly that flag, don't make you a gangster.
Hold on, Donna, watch this. Watch this, Donna. Watch this.
Hold on, He has definite a resume that is full of street credibility. In fact,
I'm full of ignorance.
He has issued, how should we say, several attempts at wet t-shirts. In fact, there's video of him running up on, what's the boy's name?
Birdman.
And Lil Wayne. Jumped, blocked him off in the middle of a Hollywood street, hopped out the car with some pistols, banging on their truck.
In the All-Star Weekend in L.A.?
I don't know. But they never got out.
He did it in a heavily populated area.
In fact, he also beat up Culture Boy, Plies.
Donnie, you seeing this?
Think about who he's going at. Look. Everybody's Herc size. Come on.
Come on, man. Soft linebackers over here. Soft linebacker with a joke.
Oh my God.
Soft line.
Make sure the dude is over 5 foot if you're going to go roughy, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the thing is,
I had to get you back for that Penn State. You
know? I didn't start it.
I had to hit low too. Because that hurt me when y'all hurt me with that Penn State.
I have a fraternity up home, brother.
I had to cut you. It's time to attack black.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
What's the free jewelry?
That's funny.
Short guys 40
Glock
too.
40 Glock is a gangster crip. Good for him. God bless. And he deserves to be compensated for being an entertainer.
Nope.
Oh, that's not it?
That's not my free jewelry.
I'm glad. I'm sure I'm glad.
My free jewelry is a lawsuit is an event not for the sprinter.
Mm. Okay.
Free jewelry.
All right. You got two good free jewelries back to back.
Thank you for...
See, here you go. Here you go. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't mess it up.
Don't do it.
Sarcastic vote. Don't do it.
I'm showing my support right now.
Thanks for that ringing endorsement.
Here we go.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, let's move on from that story. It's very disturbing.
I got another story coming out of the urban community. Uh-oh. It's a breaking story.
Breaking story.
Another, we're going back to that scripted reality series, Love and Hip Hop, where Hercules' frat brother.
Is he still with the chick?
Who?
Mena?
Well, they had a breakup scene where he went to his mama.
But she got him wrapped up crucial.
And then his mama was like, well, you know.
He starts batting his eyes all crazy and stuff.
And patting his head, you know, it's like.
He likes to look up at
me, man. Looking at his nails like this instead of like this.
Let me just sit over here.
Anyway, Consequence and Joe Budden got into an argument.
Right. I heard Thank Budden you. Roughed it.
And then Consequence ended up slapping him.
Oh. Mm.
That's
in the face, open hand.
Oh,
and then what happened?
And then Tahiri.
Yes.
Snuck Consequence.
Yes.
Then he ran off, and then later on in the evening, Consequence was coming out and got jumped by Joe Budden's and his people.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Uh-huh.
And this is all
Let me tell you something about
Tahiri,
man.
This was all at the Love and Hip Hop Rider.
She could be my friend, but she could never be my chick.
No.
But she could definitely be part of my crew.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
She could be part of my crew.
Oh my gosh,
she will pop off in a minute, in a quick minute.
Yeah.
And she got a big booty. But that has nothing to do with it.
I was about to say, where's that? Where you going?
It was just she got a big.
That's an observation.
It was just a sad note.
Okay, observation.
So after he got jumped in his video of that him getting jumped and pulled across the street in his Burberry vest,
funny.
The cops show up. He says to the cops, "I'm not pressing charges." And then he starts to tweet Joe Budden's. They have like a what's I guess you could call like a
cat fight.
Whoa.
A cat fight, right?
No, it's more like a
cock fight.
You know what?
No,
sorry.
Donna. No.
And it's surprising that that word's been used more than once this show.
Oh, well, by the time I get the edit, it won't be.
Yeah, I could dig.
Mm-hmm. I know how to edit these for the show.
I got to talk to the PD.
So anyway, they decided, you know, Joe Budden's tweeted him and said, "Hey, we good?" Khan said, "Yeah, we straight." And that might be the end of it. He said, "I ain't talked to the police. I know you saw me talking to
the
police.
That's for TV.
But I didn't talk to the police."
That's for TV, man. They try to keep their seasons going.
Well, you know.
Mm.
They all, come on, Joe Budden was nowhere. Shorty Girl put him on blast, paying for his haircuts, all that stuff. She put him on straight blast. Yeah. They need this. Uh-uh. They need this.
They all of them.
Consequence trying to act like he like the coldest dude to ever do it in the business.
I want to know who his dentist is.
Oh, gee, my gosh.
Man. He needs a refund.
He could eat a lot of apples.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Whoa. That would look like a donkey. Whoa. It looks like a donkey.
Whoa.
I'm saying.
That's what went through your mind when you were looking at his mouth. That's what you were thinking, E?
Dang. That's how you end the show.
Consequence can eat a lot of apples with that mouth.
Oh, my God.
Sheesh. I guess that's free jewelry.
All right.
And there you have it. That's the free jewelry of the evening.
Whoa.
That's Eben Gregory.
Yeah.
That's Donna Briggs. That's the strongest man in radio.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm LeVar, and you've just heard the new news. Make sure you go to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, even though we don't use it. Make sure you jump on our podcast at podomatic.com. Yeah. Check us out, man, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. We'll check you out next week.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.